Home sales in Wisconsin were up more than 34% compared to July of last year. It's the first time home sales have risen in the state since January. Bill Malkasian is the president of the Wisconsin Realtors Association. He says he expected sales to rise based on one simple factor.
So this is actually the first month, July of 2011 versus July of 2010, where we were able to compare sort of a normal month that wasn't impacted by the tax credit.
Malkasian says the first-time homebuyer's tax credit inflated the housing market for the first half of last year. That had an especially negative impact on the second home market in northern Wisconsin, but he says now that area seems to be recovering, with home sales up more than 40%.
Their numbers over the last two or three months are a very good sign, and it will be interesting to see with some of the stock market gyrations if people are ready to take their money out of the market and put it back into real estate.
Meanwhile, the median price of existing homes in Wisconsin has continued to drop. It's down almost 6% from July of last year to about $140,000. Malkasian says it's a buyer's market.
Not only 30-year interest rates are very low, but you can get more house today based on median income than you could 3 or 4 years ago.
Malkasian says although sellers may feel they're being shortchanged, most are still getting more money for their homes than when they bought them. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.